Good morning. It's Friday, March 15th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A man who escaped from the Pickens County Prison earlier this week was arrested last night in Liberty. 45-year-old Stephen Leroy Aiken now faces an additional charge of escape. Aiken was serving a 128-day sentence for failure to pay child support. A Ridgeville prison guard was arrested yesterday after investigators say he tried to bring marijuana, a power tool, and other contraband into Lieber Correctional Institution. When the items were discovered during a search of his car, the guard told the officer he needed the money. Congressman Joe Cunningham is pushing back against claims that drilling for oil off South Carolina's coast would be an economic boon for the state. Cunningham spoke with Lisa Mullins of Here and Now yesterday.
I would disagree. I mean, South Carolina had about $22 billion worth brought in from tourism last year alone. And so
You think this would actually hurt tourism?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially a oil spill off our coast would decimate it, and not just temporarily, permanently.
Cunningham said a bill to ban seismic testing and offshore drilling is in committee. A judge closed a pretrial hearing for a man charged with killing five of his children in South Carolina after a reporter walked into the courtroom. Police officers were in the courtroom to discuss what 37-year-old Timothy Jones said after his 2014 arrest. Jones's death penalty trial begins April 29th. South Carolina lawmakers are still reviewing legislation that's set to overhaul the state's education system. Members of a Senate subcommittee met yesterday to discuss additional changes legislators would like to make to the massive bill. The next public hearing is Monday evening at Gaffney High School. North Carolina-based Butterball is recalling nearly 80,000 pounds of ground turkey that could be contaminated with salmonella. Kroger and Food Lion grocery stores are also pulling certain ground turkey products as an additional safety measure. And a South Carolina woman who won $878 million in the biggest jackpot payout to one winner in U.S. history says she wants to give back to the city and state where her good fortune happened. In a statement issued through her lawyer, the anonymous winner says she will be giving money to the City of Simpsonville Arts Center, the 1SC Fund for Hurricane Relief, and a relief fund for the victims of the recent Alabama tornadoes. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.